بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقوله من حضر الطعام وهو صائم إذا لم يفطر. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh explains on what a person should say if food is present before him, food is brought before him, and he is fasting, and he doesn't wish to break his fast. Of course, it's a nafil fast. So food is brought in front of him and he wishes to continue fasting, what he should say. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعي أحدكم فليجب فإن كان صائما فليصلي وإن كان مفطرا فليطعم. رواه مسلم. قال العلماء معنى فليصلي فليدعو ومعنى فليطعم فليأكل. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when any one of you is invited for a meal, then he should accept it. And if he is fasting, then he should supplicate for the host. He should make dua for the host. And if he wishes to break his fast, and or if he's not fasting, when kana muftiran, if he's not fasting, then falyat'am, he should eat. Simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, when a person is invited and there is no shari'i excuse for him not to accept the da'wat, then he should accept it. For example, he is not well, he's got some other important commitment, or the person who is inviting him, his food is not halal, his income is haram, or there's some music taking place there, or some haram thing taking place there. In that case, he should not accept that invitation. Otherwise, if the case is not so, and the Muslim brother is calling you, inviting you, and you got no genuine excuse, you should accept his invitation. Why? Because this is going to make him happy. He'll cultivate love between the both people, and this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a person is given a da'wat, then he should accept that invitation. However, if he is fasting on that day, then at least he should make dua for the host. And if he's not fasting, then he should partake of the meal. بَابُ مَا يَقُولُهُ مَنْ دُعِيَ إِلَى طَعَامٍ فَتَبِعَهُ غَيْرُهُ. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi explains on what a person should say when he is invited to a meal and on the way another person joins him. So a person invites some guests and they are going. And on the way they meet another person and he just joins them. He's not given any invitation from the host. He joins them. Now those people who were originally invited, when they go to the host, what they should say. عن أبي مسعود البدري رضي الله عنه قال دعا رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لطعام صنعه له خامس خمسة فتبعهم رجل فلما بلغ الباب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا تبعنا فإن شئت أن تأذن له وإن شئت رجع قال بل آذن له يا رسول الله متفق عليه. A man invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some food that he had prepared for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the fifth person of five people. In other words, he invited five in total. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were going to the host house, another person joined him on the route. When Rasulullah reached the door of the host, he said that this man joined us. If you wish, you can permit him also to participate and partake of the meals. And if you wish, you do not want to invite him, then he will go back. The person immediately said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I have also given him permission to eat. In other words, he's also invited. Now this is very important. Many people who are not invited for a da'wat somewhere, sometimes there's a walima or some function taking place, and they've got no invitation, but they see there's some da'wat, and they just go to the da'wat without any invitation, which we known as gate crashing. This is not permissible in Islam. If a person is going and somebody else joins him, then this hadith tells us that go to the host and tell him that see, this man is not invited, but if you wish, you can invite him now, or he will go back. It is extremely important that we keep in mind the adab and etiquettes of da'wat, eating and partaking of the food, and what the host should say, what the guest should say, what dua the guest should make. All these are going to be explained in the following chapters. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.